So we just held an election, and you could be forgiven for thinking that the government controls anything in the U.S. economy.
Who buys that old myth anyway?
Really?
The secret society of elite power brokers that pulls the strings and calls the shots.
You're talking about the control of absolutely everything on the planet.
Only no one knows what goes on behind closed doors.
For conspiracy theorists, there's no better target than the Federal Reserve, accountable seemingly to no one, and with the power, literally, to print money.
This week, the Fed embarked on an effort to restart the U.S. economy in a manner and on a scale that's never been tried before, and you may not have even heard anything about it. The Fed's uncharted waters and uncountable greenbacks. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. A little Bernanke-style voodoo economics on this Thursday, November 4th.
Bernanke? I thought he was a Christian. I didn't realize he was voodoo aficionado. Let's get right to the top of the morning's news. Now that Congress is a two-party game, let the maneuvering of the chess pieces begin. Leaders in the new Republican majority in the House are promising to slash the size of government, are setting their sights on repealing President Obama's health care overhaul. The president says that's a non-starter.
There are going to be examples where I think, you know, we can tweak and make improvements on the progress that we've made. That's true for any significant piece of legislation.
But he says there is room to negotiate on extending the Bush-era tax cuts as well as energy and education. So let's update you on some of the races. In Washington, Democratic Senator Patty Murray has expanded her lead over Republican challenger Dino Rossi to about 25,000 votes, though that race is still uncalled. And in Alaska, they won't start counting the votes until next week. But write-in candidate Lisa Murkowski appears to be building on her edge over Tea Party Republican Joe Miller. And it's finally settled in Colorado. Democrat Michael Bennett has won the Senate race there.
People don't want to eliminate government, and they don't want big government. They want an efficient, effective government that works hard for them or gets out of the way.
The Colorado Senate race attracted the most outside money in this midterm election.
In Haiti, the number of people known to have died from the cholera outbreak has spiked this week. Health officials say 105 people have died in the past 5 days, bringing the total number to 442. There's also been a 40% jump in new cases to 7,000. Dr. Jordan Tapero is the team leader for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Haiti.
Cholera is still on the rise, and people in Haiti are really in increased risk of cholera, even if there wasn't a tropical storm coming.
That storm, Tropical Storm Tomas, is barreling toward Haiti and is expected to hit the island tomorrow. Haitian officials are advising more than 1 million earthquake survivors to leave their tent camps before Tomas arrives, but most have nowhere to go.
The Pentagon is proposing $250 million in aid to help Yemen's military. That's an almost $100 million increase from this year's aid package. The money would go toward equipment and training. And YouTube has removed sermons from Anwar al-Awlaki from its site. The American-born cleric based in Yemen posted hundreds of videos calling for violence against the West.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is defending the Fed's decision, as we referred to buy $600 billion worth of government bonds in a bid to make loans cheaper and stimulate the economy. Critics are worried about rising inflation, but Bernanke says the Fed pumped $1.7 trillion into the economy during the financial crisis 2 years ago, and inflation didn't jump. The markets are going to be watching the moves by the Fed very closely today. Both the Dow and NASDAQ closed at two-year highs yesterday in reaction to the election. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up, watching the Fed this morning for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,215. The S&P opens at 1,197. And the NASDAQ begins trading at 2,540. So can your vote really help the middle class? Later in the hour, political science professor Jacob Hacker deconstructs 30 years of economic policy in Washington to try and figure out whether D.C. has your economic interests at heart.
Here's a clue. No. But first, this week, the Fed promises to initiate a controversial plan. They're going to print basically $600 billion to help speed up economic recovery. Does it go far enough or too far? More on that in a minute.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.